It's time for a Throwback Thursday, you guys.
It is Thursday.
Man, time flies.
I loved this.
So 7 years ago yesterday.
Wow.
A young man by the name of Bruno Mars came into our show.
Mm-hmm.
We had heard him on a couple songs. He was mostly doing, you know, backups.
He was B.O.B.
B.O.B. Then he had a few other songs that he was, like, I think he was working with Travi, Billionaire. So he had a couple songs out there, but he wasn't the Bruno Mars that we recognize today.
Oh, no.
Hadn't done any solo yet, right?
This was his big tour where he was finally going to showcase his solo stuff. And a little background on this, the night before, he was in Vegas, and he got into a little bit of trouble.
Mm-hmm. He did.
I mean, if he was arrested, it was reported and everything. And it happens. He was young, made a dumb mistake. And what most artists would have done is they would have canceled.
That's right.
Hey, I don't want to face the music. I know these guys are probably, they might ask me about it. I don't know what to say. A lot of artists would have canceled.
Yeah.
But Bruno Mars looked at his label and said, nah, man, I screwed up. I made a commitment to come to this show.
Bail me out first, and then I'll be there.
Yeah. I'm going to show up, and I'm going to do this show.
Yep.
And he showed up.
He did it. Oh, he was so good.
Loved him.
He showed up to this show, and not only did he perform and knock it out of the ballpark, but he was so friendly and down to earth.
So cool.
And in fact, before, Kid, we talked about this before he went up to perform, he went into Kid's office, and Kid basically looked at him and said, hey, man, I know you messed up yesterday. You got in a little bit of trouble. I want you to realize that we're not going to bring it up. And I want you to know that what you do from now on is what people are going to judge you.
There you go.
Based on. And
that's a lot. It's a good life lesson. You know, you can make a mistake, but what you do after it.
Yeah.
And it pretty much went away.
It really went away. He took care of it.
Yeah.
Hey, we all make mistakes. And
here we go bringing it up again.
it's really cool to see how far Bruno has come.
Yeah,
it could have gone the opposite way. And instead, he decided to climb up instead of just sitting down at the bottom of the mountain.
Yep.
So, your Throwback Thursday. Bruno Mars, first appearance on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, these are my people, man. They came out to see me. And, you know, I know it's a small, intimate show, but I want to make sure you guys have a good time. So.
Nice.
This is for y'all.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars here with Kid Craddock in the morning. Have you ever picked up a girl just by walking up and singing in her ear?
Wow.
We should try that.
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
No, you don't want Kid doing that.
You could have stopped that question with Kid with,
I don't know.
Have you ever picked up a girl?
Yeah, you stopped right there. I'm out right there.
I don't know. I think that might be kind of creepy.
Really?
I met a girl.
I was watching you. Something like that. I don't know. If you put millions in the bank, do you live in Hawaii? Do you go back and live there?
You know what? I wouldn't mind getting a place. I'd love to buy a place for my family, you know, for everyone to stay at.
Yeah.
One there and one in California. That's my goal, folks.
Nice. You're only 23, right?
24.
Dang. 24.
I should have said 23. I always go back and forth.
Yeah.
But it's one of them.
Just the way you are, I like that I'm talking to the writer of the song, or at least one of the writers of the song. So what's it about? Who's it about?
The lyrics of Just the Way You Are, you know, they're not mind-boggling or anything really.
But they're profound in that I like it that you're not singing like to her necessarily. You're singing like watching her from afar.
Yeah, we heard those chords, and that's kind of where it took us.
Let me hear just the chords so I can hear what you heard.
Hit them, Brody.
I wonder what we should write about. What do you think?
I don't know.
See, an average person would sing that like the way he played it, like, da 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 da.
Nice
da,
da, voice. Da,
no, I'm just saying. Most people would take the melody from that strong lead and go like na na na
right.
na na na
right.
na.
But not the Smeezingtons.
Not the Smeezingtons. You went a different way.
You know how we do it?
Let me hear how
we go like this. Her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful. And I tell her every day. Yeah. When I compliment her, she won't believe me.
It's so
sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay? I say.
All right, I need the whole room to sing the hook.
When I see your face, there's not a thing change, 'cause you're amazing just the way you are.
Louder.
And when you smile, the whole
whole world stops and stares for a while. Cause girl, you're amazing. Just the way you are. Yeah. Her lips, I could kiss them all day if she'd let me. Her laugh, she hates, but I think it's so sexy. She's so beautiful. And I tell her every day. Oh, you know, you know, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. Cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. Cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are.
Everybody.
The way you are.
Come on.
The way you are. Girl, you're amazing.
Let's take it home, Brody.
Just the way you are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah is right.
That's
so that
awesome.
Bruno Mars 7 years ago, one in a day.
Ah, that is awesome.
Just the Way You Are, of course, became a super hit.
Super duper.
Super
mega.
Duper hit. Look at us asking, like, what's it about? Who are you talking about? Who would have thought that that guy would have turned into the world superstar?
We felt it.
We felt
yeah.
it.
That, it went, felt that way. He did another song with his crew, and they were dancing, and I don't know. It just felt like one of those moments.
Yeah, when people ask me, what's one of your favorite moments from being on this show? That is
got to be one.
That's
of them.
One of them that I always bring up.
Yeah,
because Bruno Mars doing what he did.
I forgot how great that was. That was great.
Yeah,
that was up there with the Pitbull performance that was in studio.
That was so great too.
Yeah, Pitbull was
Pitbull
great.
Pitbull came in here and did a full on show.
Like seven cases like, of equipment.
Yes,
but great. The cover Jenna's talking about. We asked him, "Hey, can you do a cover? We heard you do covers at that time. He didn't have a full length. You know, he didn't have the three albums or four albums he has now.
Yeah.
So he's like, "Yeah, man, we do some covers. And then he started doing this for us.
Bruno Mars, Nirvana.
Nope.
It goes like this.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who will dance on the floor and around.
Hold on, I'm in. Shema. I was just going to add to it.
Shema. That's what we do. But you gotta come to the show to see the rest.
Really? Really?
Sorry. They told me her name was Billie Jean as she crossed the scene. Then every head turned with eyes of dream of being the one who will dance on the floor and around.
Nice.
Don't think twice.
Yeah.
Nice. Go out.
People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts.
Here we go.
And mother always told me, be careful who you love. Careful what you do, cause a lie becomes the truth. Yeah. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one.
Wow, that's hot for this time of morning.
But the kid
oh
is not my son.
And he hits it.
No, he ain't. No, he ain't. No, he ain't.
No.
Nice.
We found out he famously used to interpret and do Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley as he was a kid.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Like 4 years old doing Elvis.
You know, I went and saw a show a few years after that, and he still was doing that mashup.
Right.
Awesome.
He
does mashups of songs that you wouldn't even think of putting together, and they're great.
And if you're a new listener to the show and you heard the other voice on that interview or the main voice on that, that's Kid Craddock. That's why the show is called the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And when Kid passed away 4 years ago, Bruno was touring. He lost his mom at the same time. And he was kind enough to invite us to go backstage. He wasn't doing interviews at the time, and he just literally wanted to talk.
Yeah.
He wanted to talk about how we were feeling, and he wanted to tell us that what Kid did for him when he went into that office, And it was really cool for him because I went back there not knowing what was going to happen. And for him to open up like that and tell us that, hey, man, I'm with you guys. I feel your pain. It was really cool. Bruno Mars is a great guy, man.
You can tell he was raised right, you know?
Hope you enjoyed your Throwback Thursday today, Kid Nation.
I did, personally.
I did too.